And we're back on Speed Talk on 1360 here on KRWC from 10 to 11 a.m. each and every Saturday morning. Jason and Dean, and we're bringing in the president of the ASA Midwest Tour. He lives over in Delano, Tim Olson. Hey, Tim.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Fantastic. We've got a lot of racing to talk about, your trip to South Africa, the ASA Midwest Tour, the truck schedule, all that stuff.
And we need to talk about that. You ran in the Free State 500 in South Africa back at the end of January. That was quite an interesting adventure. First of all, it took a long time to get there. It was a long flight because essentially you're on the other side of the world, but it definitely was an interesting facility, wasn't it?
Oh, it was an awesome facility. You know, I've never been to Las Vegas, but they say that the track is built to the style of Las Vegas Speedway. So, you know, the track was fun. You know, it was interesting to see, you know, the track's been there for 10 years, and, you know, there's a road course there that they race on the road course every week, but nobody's ever had a race on the big oval. So, you know, it was great to be one of the, you know, the first race, that be part of the first race there. You know, Dennis asked me to come down and be part of it, and I was with the group of people that he invited, and you know, it was an honor to be there.
And your car had something a little special in it. It had a second seat in it, so you were given two-seater rides, people at speeds that probably they've never gone to before. I bet you really scared a lot of people when you took them out for a ride, didn't you?
Oh, it was fun. You know, I was kind of laughing when we got over there. You know, we're kind of going, okay, let's see what kind of car we got, because Dennis never told me what kind of car we were going to have. And, you know, we're walking through the garage. We're looking at all the, you know, Bodine's Cup car. We're going through, you got Wintron's ARCA car, you got your Pro Cup car, and then you got all these other ARCA cars, you know, Tony and Rick McRae and Mark Davis, you know, all these development drivers, you know, from all the big Cup teams. We're walking through. They're got them in there, just got them unloaded out of the containers. And we walked out, we look at our car, we're going, huh, there's two seats in it. So, you know, it was kind of fun. You know, everybody's had, you know, the SB2s and the big motors, and, you know, ours ended up with a little 604 crate motor. So, you know, it was an experience. You know, we went out there and had a blast. So that's what it was about. So having fun, meeting new people and bringing the sport to another part of the world.
I just wish you would have told me about the two-seater car and invited me along, though, because I wouldn't crazy enough to take a microphone and broadcast it from inside of the car. I've done that before, but I don't know, at 179 or 180 miles an hour, been quite the thrill with you at the controls. I think I'd feel safe, but it would definitely have been a fun ride. You would have let me along, wouldn't you?
Oh, I would have brought you with. It was a blast. you got out there, you just, you know, basically with the 604 crate, and then you just hold the pedal to the floor and go. So you're just, you know, there was it was a fun deal. You know, you bring the riders out of the corner, you know, bring them right up to the wall, coming out, going down the back stretch, and you know, you're just going down there. It seems like forever, but you know, it was fun.
What was Jeff Bodine like? You got to spend quite a bit of time with him, former Indy, Daytona 500 winner, and of course, won the gold medal with the bobsled team. What is he like behind the scenes?
He's a good guy. You know, we sat and talked a bunch. He offered our tour champion a ride in the bobsled next year, so that's one of the things we're going to get announced here soon. We haven't announced it yet, but you know, whoever the tour champion is gets to go out there and ride one of the Bodine sleds down the hill. So, you know, they're talking about trickle out there running them, and they called one of their corners a trickle corner, because every time he went through it, he ended up on his lid. So they were giving him guff about that, but he's pretty exciting to be around. You know, it's low key. You know, he's not out there. You know, he's pretty down to earth and stuff. So it was fun to be with him. Him and his wife. His wife and my dad. They got along pretty good. She was always watching out for him, making sure he got where he had to go, got his medication and stuff. So it was kind of fun.
Yeah, the other driver we have to ask you about, and I know Jason and I just love the name, Gugu Zulu. And is there any hope that he'll ever come to the United States and run in the ASA Midwest Tour? Because we want to see him and we want to meet him.
Well, we've been negotiating that as, you know, as we've been doing it.
Yes!
He's coming over. So, Dennis, I think, has him set up to come over. He's going to drive a Hendrix car. And then we talked about having him come up run one of my cars for the NASA Midwest Tour race. So, you know, it's kind of fun. You know, a lot of the guys want to come up and race with the tour. You know, Mark Schaefer, Ron Norman from Phoenix, Dustin Dudley, you know, they've all expressed that they want to come up and race with us. Gary Lewis, he's thinking about coming out for, you know, the Ileana weekend. And we got, you know, a lot of those guys, they think it's kind of exciting. They want to come up and watch, be part of some of the ASA Midwest Tour races. Sounds like Rob Fisher from Circle Track Magazine is going to come up for a few, and who knows, maybe he'll get in the car and, you know, he wants to putz around in one of the cars, see what it's like out there, so see what happens there.
Tim Olson, president of the ASA Midwest Tour, joins us on Speed Talk on 1360. He's actually from Delano, just down the road. Tim, I also, of course, we are, of course, huge fans of the ASA Midwest Tour, but it has expanded now with the Sportsman Series and with the Truck Series. So we have been waiting with bated breath. Will the Truck Series be coming to Minnesota this year?
The Truck Series will be coming to Minnesota. I'll tell you what the schedule is, but you know, we're just kind of here in a week or so. We're going to announce one of the major sponsors for the series. But for the trucks, you know, we're going to go May 2nd to Madison with the Sportsman and the Super Lates, and then June 5th will be at Elko, and then June 11th will be at Hawkeye Downs. July 2nd will be back to Madison. August 3rd will be at Kekana. August 14th will be at the Dells. August 21st will be at Marshfield. And then October 10th, we'll finish it off at La Crosse. We have been talking, though, that we might have, we've been talking with Donnie and stuff down at Raceway Park. We might be adding one in July to Raceway Park. So that's where we're going to be with the trucks. We have a few schedule changes that have happened with the Midwest Tour. Since we're going to be doing the June 29th race down at Madison Speedway with Matt and Tony, that's going to be a points race for us now. We figured that with the June 29th on Tuesday and then July 2nd at Hawkeye Downs, we would only give the guys 3 days to get their stuff together, so we've moved the Hawkeye Downs event to June 11th, and then have given the teams the July 4th weekend off. So that's one of the schedule changes for the Super Lates.
Now, are you talking about the race that Kinseth and Stewart do together, that all-star race? That will be an ASA Midwest Tour race in Madison? Is that what you said?
Yes, that's what it is.
Wow. So,
you know, the picture of you said Bexatoni.
Yeah.
That'll be a tour race this year.
That's awesome. And a lot of big shots from all over, really, the upper Midwest all want to show up for that race to race with Matt and Tony. And Travis Quapple's always there. Kelly Byers always comes. A lot of the big shots from all over. And it's a Tuesday race, so there's no other conflicts anywhere.
Right. You know, who knows? You might see Kyle Busch show up again, and you know, Johnny Sauter, sounds like he might be there. You know, all these guys, you know, like Johnny and a lot of these Midwestern Cup guys, you know, they've all built cars for the series this year. You know, they're going to be doing a lot of, you know, 2-3 race programs. You know, they're it's kind of exciting to see that they want to come back and support the series. You know, it's become, you know, one of the better known ones right now, and everybody likes what happens with it, and you know, it's been a great 4 years, and I think this year is just going to be, you know, be a better one better year than has been in the past too. So
it's going to keep you really busy, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, Steve and I are going to be at this. You know, Steve and I are going to be switching up between the Sportsman and the truck races. Our new tech director for the trucks, you both know him, Wayne Carl. He'll be the competition director, head tech director for the trucks for the year. So I was kind of excited when he said he would do that, and he'll bring his stern but fair leadership to it, and should be trucks. You know, trucks have needed that for a while, and should be a fun program for him to take care of. So I'm excited for him to be part of that.
Well, I think so. Wayne's a great guy. I have lots of stories with Wayne. And Wayne and I, though, not a good thing when we ride together anyplace. So far, we've gotten lost for about an hour and a half in the La Crosse area trying to find an auto parts store. And we, after your son's wedding there, we ran into a deer with his PT Cruiser. So we've had a lot of adventures there, Wayne and I. But he's a great guy, really knows the sport, very passionate and a hardworking guy. And it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to seeing the trucks. I think that's going to be a fabulous series. So people really like the trucks. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just because it's a little bit different, but people really love the trucks, and I think that's a great thing that the Midwest Tour took them on this year.
Yeah, we've been excited about it. You know, we're trying to negotiate a deal with Hornaday, trying to get them up to run one of the trucks one of these races, you know, just get them in there. You know, he's been awesome with us with the late miles, and you know, with doing the trucks, I think it'd be a great thing, exciting and fun to have them come up and, you know, race a truck with us once. So that'd be fun.
Just think,
we can put that together.
Just thinking back to last year, wrapping up the ASA Midwest Tour. Of course, the first year it was Nathan Hosley was the champion, and then it was the Minnesotan Danny Fredrickson, many-time champion from down here, who actually won the tour. And then last year it was quite the drama at Oktoberfest, where three guys all had a chance to win the championship, but it was the crafty veteran Steve Carlson who ended up winning it. And you know, when you think of racing, like the minor leagues of racing, you think of these young guys and the young guns, the teenagers. With the ASA Midwest Tour, there are some teenagers and some very hot prospects who are moving up, but also I love the blend of the experienced veteran classy driver who's won all these championships at all these local tracks, who comes and wins a big national tour like the ASA Midwest Tour. And I thought that was an awesome finish to the series to see that Steve Carlson won the championship at the end of the year last year.
Yeah, it was great. You know, it's like eighth national championship through ARCO, you know, the old NASCAR Elite Series and things like that. You know, it's he is a cagey veteran. You know, it's exciting because, you know, Steve Holzhausen, you know, he's coming off to race with us this year. He's bringing his son with Skyler, you know. So we got, you know, some more of the cagey veterans coming out to run with us now, you know, which, you know, is awesome. You know, you get, you know, they're out there week after week running, you know, and you got these youngsters out there trying to learn from them. You know, it's, you know, Skyler will be out there. Mike Carlson wants to run some races. I think he's going to concentrate on the lacrosse championship, but I know that he wants to come race a lot of the tour races and keep his rookie status. You know, Ross Kenseth, he's going to run full time with us this year. He's running for Rookie of the Year, and we have there's four or five other rookies off the top of my head. I don't know who they are because Steve keeps track of all that stuff. He just keeps telling me, "Oh, we got a great rookie crop. The rookie crop keeps growing." You know, at the end of the day, we'll probably end up with 8 to 10 really outstanding rookies. You know, Prunty from up at Slinger. There's a bunch of guys up there that are going to come run with us. So it's kind of, we're getting more diverse. You know, yes, there's a lot of older guys coming in, but there's also, you know, a few really, really good young drivers that, you know, they can win wherever they race. So it's kind of, it'll be an interesting season watching, you know, the young Lions against the cagey veterans this year.
Also, I heard that Travis Sauter will be running the full schedule with the ASA Midwest Tour this year as well. And we're all looking forward to the Joe Scheer Classic coming up May 1st and 2nd, and that's over in Madison to start your season. And, of course, the June 5th Elko race, and we'll be broadcasting that here on KRWC. At least we plan on it, just like we have the last couple years. Well, thanks a lot, Tim, for joining us, and we'll keep you in touch throughout the summer.
Well, thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure. Dean, Jason, have a great day. You know, when the tour gets in town, hopefully everybody stops by and comes watches, and, you know, check your local Quick Trip for some coupons to get in. So it'll be it'll be an exciting year this year. You know, it's kind of like what you were talking about with NASCAR taking his gloves off. That's what our guys wanted to do, too, so it's kind of interesting.
Well, we can't have that.
No, we're not gonna take their gloves. They're going to have the 10-ounce gloves on instead of the 20-ounce gloves, I guess. So. Okay, thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Tim.
Tim Olson, president of the ASA Midwest Tour, with us here on KRWC.